This is Senator Bob Dole. Today is National Barrier Awareness Day. And in a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off on behalf of 36 million disabled Americans. Ted, millions of disabled Americans are excluded from day-to-day activities, but not because of their disabilities. It's because of barriers, architectural barriers in the workplace and on public transportation, and attitudinal barriers in the society. That's why I urge our listeners to take part in National Barrier Awareness Day. Just spend a few moments blindfolded, or in a wheelchair, or on crutches, and you'll experience firsthand the daily challenge of the many disabled. If you do, I'm convinced you'll be ready to help us break down the barriers. Ted, your son, Ted Jr., may have lost a leg to cancer, but he has proudly shown the world that disabled doesn't mean unable. Let's tear down the barriers, Ted, starting today.
Bob, I'm proud of my son Teddy's work for the disabled, and you deserve credit for your efforts, too. You're both making a difference for the handicapped and helping progress to come faster. Barriers exist in many forms. For a person in a wheelchair, it's a sidewalk curb, a flight of stairs, or the lack of public transportation. For the blind, it's the absence of Braille in an elevator or on a restaurant menu. For the deaf, it's the lack of sign interpreters on television or at public meetings. The sooner we deal with these physical barriers, Bob, the sooner we'll tackle the toughest barriers, the psychological obstacles of prejudice and fear that permeate society and deny opportunity to the disabled. What's hard to understand, Bob, is why you're on the wrong side in the battle to ban discrimination against the handicapped in programs receiving federal aid. Rhetoric is nice, Bob, but action counts for more. This is Ted Kennedy. Bob Dole and I will face off again tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.